Okay, hello everyone. So I promised you a recording of a couple of sessions or a session with an individual, and you're getting three. So this is relative to the individual that I spoke about on the call, and I was able to work with her a little bit privately. That wasn't on the recording, but you definitely are going to get the gist of it, and really what was being said there off the air was just some of her personal circumstances that were really the story. So it doesn't really matter, and I was mostly just listening. So almost everything that I said to her, I got on the recording, and it's here for you just to kind of hear how some of these conversations go. And I will be mindful about doing this as often as I can, and getting these things posted for you. So there are three separate little tracks that are in order with the way the session went. So I hope that it is of service to you. Much love to you all. Alrighty, bye-bye. Okay, let's begin. All right, dear. So first...
Well, you have to leave at 5, don't you?
We're okay. We'll be able to do the two that we were going to do today. So okay. We're right on schedule. All right, my dear. So I'm going to just do some basic balancing first.
Okay.
And then we'll address what's happening with the eye. And
can we turn the lights off? Is that okay?
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know, my pupils are still big or not, but they're still lights.
Okay. So first focus on, is that okay there? Does that work? All right, good. First focus on elation. With your eyes closed, roll them upward and focus on. This idea of elation gets to be real for me personally. I get to have that experience without it being dangerous or threatening. I forgive any interference around elation and just allow your body to feel elation in this moment to whatever degree you can. Just kind of show the cells what elation feels like. And a breath and hold it in. Roll your eyes up. Focus on the number 4. And then hold the breath as long as you can and let it out when you have to. Excellent. Good pause.
I'm still holding my breath.
It's okay. Just breathe. Go ahead and breathe. I got a really strong pulse there, so okay. Very good to go. Okay. So,
I was doing the Mula Bandha too.
That's a good deal. Good girl. Mula Bandha. All right, we're going to clear some more here. Focus on enjoyment, the embodiment of joy. So, what does joy in the body feel like? Enjoyment. Let's focus on I forgive any interference regarding enjoyment. It is okay, it is safe, it is good for me to enjoy life. And a breath and hold that in again as long as you can. Roll your eyes up and think of the number 3. Excellent. And raise here and then here. Hold that one. Good deal. Okay. There's hope for this girl. Focus on bliss, these high frequency energies. So I get to
when
do
I
bliss.
Think of bliss, I think of happy and relaxed.
That totally works. Eyes closed, roll them up. Focus on the number 7. And a breath in and hold it in. Focus on bliss. Forgiving any interference regarding bliss and just allowing bliss to be safe. Excellent. And raise your head and down. Good deal. Hold here and here. There and there. Good, good. Okay.
So they let you know that I was on top of calling you every 5 minutes, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Totally, totally. You're good. No worries, my dear. Okay, so we have circles 1 through 7, 8, 9. Okay, so I'm going to just kind of walk you through a thought process, and this isn't relative to the conversations that we've been having. It's just I'm going to start from scratch and bring your nervous system right into a place of you being able to create the life that you're interested in, regardless of your past and your story and your history and your beliefs and all that stuff. We're just going to go up above that and bring it all home, okay? With your ability to generate what you choose. So I want you to first just focus on the idea of anything in your life that matters is sustainable. It's what matters most sticks around, and you can count on that, and that you don't have to worry about recreating stuff all the time or something going away that shouldn't go away. That whatever is necessary is going to be here for me. I don't have to worry about that. You know, it's a tried and true kind of feeling, okay? Just think about that feeling that you have inside when you know something's here for the long haul.
But don't visualize what I want to be here for the long haul.
I'm really mostly interested in the feeling that you would have if you knew that it was. The details don't matter. Like, who and what and
okay.
Just what I feel like on the inside when I can really trust that this is going to be here. I can count on this, okay? Mm-hmm. The feeling that I can count on this. And along the way, there's a tendency to not believe in that. But I want you to, even in the face of rejecting that, of not believing it in any given moment, that you just keep holding on to this feeling that I know what matters most will always be in place for me. I know that I am divinely guided and there is a purpose to all things that are happening. And I'm going to stay the course when my mind wants to shoot off in different directions. I'm going to keep it right here in this sensation, in this feeling. And to do that, I'm going to pay attention on the inside of my body to this feeling. And I'm going to train my mind to stay plugged in, at least in part, to what's going on in my inner world so that I can maintain this focus, this withdrawal of my senses into my inner core, my inner being. And I'm going to give myself permission to take action without second guessing, without waiting, without hesitation. Just as soon as I feel an inspiration and it feels like this feeling that I'm focused on right now, I'm just going to go with it. I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to go ahead and take action. When it feels this way, it is my path. Now, when you are focusing on all of that, is there a place in the body that you feel more activated, where there's more energy rushing to it or something?
Pain.
Okay. Just kind of place your hand in that area so that you can stay focused on it and squeeze it on the inside of the body, like as if you're telling the body that it has made a connection with the mind, and the mind is letting the body know by talking body talk, just by squeezing on the inside of the body the tissues in that same area. And then take a breath in and let it out and hold it out as long as you can. And with your eyes closed, roll them up. Focus in that area in the body. Hold your air out as long as you can. And just stay focused on that sensation of knowing that what matters most will always be here. And then after you take a breath, let it out again and hold it out. And keep that area squeezed a little bit on the inside. Hold your air out as long as you can. And focus on this sensation, knowing that when there's a tendency for me not to believe in this, that I'm going to stay the course. I'm staying right here, knowing that what is sustainable, is sustaining me, is this ever-loving presence that guides me, guides my life. Excellent. So that is a pattern that your body is demonstrating as what is needed for you in a life purpose kind of way. And interestingly, you could lay that over in the conversation we were having yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, so ironically, that the body is speaking this same language that the story of our life is also speaking, but it's an entirely different version of it that allows you to actually build some circuitry that will keep you in an empowered place. Instead of being dependent upon the external world and figuring out what I'm supposed to do and where I need to go and all that, to cultivate this degree of certainty in your inner world is what is needed for you to continue on your path and really unfold in the way that you came here to awaken and unfold. You follow? It's all in like this divine order. And as we're working with it on the inside, mm-hmm. it establishes neurocircuitry to sustain that for us, regardless of the next story that happens in our life or the next chapter in the story, etc. Okay, so let's just go again here. Then the next thing that's showing is for you to focus below the navel in the second chakra area. And this is your wisdom center. It's also your creativity and your ability to have relationship that is based in wholeness and well-being instead of survival or bargaining. Okay, so just focus in this deep wisdom center and take a big belly breath with this mula bandha engaged and just really fill the belly with your inhale. And with your eyes closed, roll them upward and focus on the number 5. And the word is creative. Focus on creative. And just embrace your ability to create the life that you choose from the inside out. Excellent. And raise here. Yeah. And hold this. And this one. Let me see this one again. Hold here. Okay. Very good. And that. Good, good. All right. I want you to just focus on, so the body took us back to circles on this chart that I'm working with now. And that has to do with chakra 12. Which is this whole big energy body, this whole thing that encompasses all of you. Just imagine the highest, most divine aspect of your being, just the pure, pure light energy, just pure high-frequency energy, light. I am made of spirit energy. Just focus on God. And with your eyes open, roll them upward and take a breath in and hold it in. And just focus on the part of me that is made of the God stuff. The part of me that is the closest in vibration to that, my own divinity. Just by bringing our attention to that, we start to enhance it. We magnify it. The right use of the mental body is to pay attention. The right use of the mind is to choose what we're going to pay attention to, because whatever we pay attention to is what begins to manifest. So if we pay attention to our own divinity, it begins to manifest even more. We pay attention to our own understanding that there is only good happening, then that begins to be what stands out in our moments of interpreting life situations, life circumstances. Now, we had created a list for you. That's showing up in priority. You didn't get your whole list, but you made some cliff notes here, yeah? Okay. So how many are there on this I am statement? Okay. Do you want your glasses?
You can just tell me. It's on the
okay.
One of the two. I think it's this one's the last highest.
Okay. There's 20.
Okay. Oh, God. Am I going to have to read these?
Yeah.
We better try the glasses.
Okay.
Are my eyes still dilated?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, yeah. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay. You're good. All right. So there's 20 options here. 12. Number 12. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay. So focus on that as though it is true. Focus on enjoyment. Really allowing yourself permission to enjoy the life experience. It gets to be mine. It gets to be enjoyable. Eyes closed and roll them up. Focus on the number 4. Breath in and hold it in. Enjoyment gets to be safe. Feel yourself enjoying yourself. Enjoying the life experience or the internal experience, regardless of the external circumstances. When we start to interpret life as Project Awakening, like it's all serving my awakening to my own internal power and magnificence, many, many more types of circumstances can become enjoyable because we're not looking at them as a source of our happiness, we're looking at them as a source of our awakening. And that as a byproduct of bringing up great joy. Excellent. So those pulses are really good and strong. Much better today than they were yesterday.
So maybe we cleanse all that your feelings out?
I think so, my dear. We can get you on a roll here. You're not going to recognize yourself, but you are going to be able to drive. Good deal. All right, so I'm going to have you just take a little walk and come right back in. I think we'll be able to actually do more by having you walk a couple of times. So just take a lap around.
Okay.
You can keep your socks on.
Got it.
You don't have to put your shoes on.
Thank you.
It's your gig, baby.
Oh.
All right, so we're going to just plug back in here and see what we can find as a second round here. And squares. So, it's present, emotional. I want you to close your left eye, if you can, or close just your right eye. If you have to put your hand over it, you can. Just, okay, that one. Now just close the other one. Okay, that one. So you're going to have to be that way for just a minute, so you can use your hand over it if you need to.
I prefer this one, please.
Yeah, it's easier. Okay, so just right like that. Focus on accepting. Eyes closed and roll them up and focus on the number 2 and just keep that eye closed if you can for just a moment. Focus on accepting. Now breath in and hold it in. Accepting, the feeling of accepting my own magnificence. Accepting the truth of anything, because all of it, the more I accept things, the more powerful I become. The more that I don't try to fight against them, but trust that there is a flow that's happening through my life that is intended, that is redirecting, course correcting, always supportive. I accept the love and support that is available to me through nature, through God, through Source, through the elements, through the sun and the wind and the earth, all of it, the transmuting qualities of all of these elements, I accept that. There is so much untapped power in my life, and I'm bringing my attention to that so that I can draw upon it. And just raise here and down, hold here and here. Okay, good deal.
So I'll see you next week.
Pardon?
The 28th. I'm in your book.
Yes, awesome. Perfect. Perfect
totally
timing.
Blessed and amazing.
So focus right here in the solar plexus area. It's right where your hand is, right there. And just kind of breathe there. I know that we've talked about it in the past, but you may not be familiar. Are you familiar with being able to isolate that as a solar plexus breath? So you're not breathing from the navel down or up in here. You're just like really isolating it right there, like that baseball grapefruit type of thing. You have Body Awake 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's that. You can review that if you need to update. Because
wait
this
a minute.
One.
No, I only have 1 and 2. When did you
okay.
have 3?
I've made a bunch of them since then, but I'm all the way up to 8 now. So.
I only have 1 and 2.
Okay, so 3 would be okay. Awesome for you. It's Breathworks. It's starting to teach some of the Breathworks.
Okay.
Body Awake 3 and 7 would be great for you to get and work with those because it'll teach you how to move this energy faster.
And there's still DVDs, right?
Yes.
We don't have any on audio.
No, you can get a digital download of it and just listen to it, but the first time I would watch it so that you can watch the descriptions, you know, and the explanations. All right. So, but then you can just listen to them, you know, and you'll know what I'm talking about when I'm saying it. Okay. So right there in that solar plexus area. And focus on trust. With your eyes closed, roll them upward. And focus on the number 2. And trust, I'll get it. And trust, and a breath in and hold it in, the number 2, and trust, and breathe, and put all of your attention right there in that solar plexus area. So this has to do with your personal power. It has to do with your own esteem, and confidence, of course, comes as a byproduct of you being in touch with the truth of you. And this also acts as a bridge between your wisdom and your heart. So it keeps you from being a doormat when you breathe in this solar plexus area, which is one of the things, not that you're a doormat, but sometimes if you feel that people aren't respecting you, and you spoke about the friendships and that kind of thing, that there's just a general disregard that happens so often. Breathing in this solar plexus is going to infuse and awaken this area with your consciousness and the aspects of your consciousness that are related to this particular area of the body have to do with you knowing that you'll know what you need to do every step of the way and not doubting and questioning and judging yourself. Not even falling into the judgment we spoke of yesterday about this dualistic world with a God that is punishing, but rather you knowing that you are the one that punishes you. It isn't a God outside of us that does any punishing, that God in the biggest picture is that ever-loving presence. Excellent. Erase here.
Do you know what's so funny? The minute you mentioned that God with the lightning bolt, that pain went right back in my back again.
Okay. That's exactly it. That's exactly where it's coming from. You know, if you think back about when that back pain started and what was going on and all that, the idea that there's a punishing God, it's certainly going to get me for what I'm doing right now. And all of that is not the truth. That's the illusion. That's the original sin. That's it, is we miss the mark. We misplace the power. So when I'm accepting of an ever-loving God presence and knowing that the space is being held for me to awaken to what I'm here to awaken to, for me to figure it out, it's being held for me. And I am loved that much. And to trust that, it allows this energy to keep flowing. And ultimately, that energy has to keep flowing through the body if it's going to heal things up and keep them strong, etc. Okay? So that was the original thing, which is why it spoke to you again right there, because we tapped into the very circuitry that set that in motion in the first place. So we'll keep going, and it'll peel away. Okay, so we're on chakra 9. So I want you to just pay attention about 4 feet up above your head, right up here, right up there. It has to do with your soul purpose, okay? Now, I can't say that to everybody, and if I wasn't able to say that to someone that I was working with, I would just say, bring your attention up there 4 feet above your head, because there's an energy that's flowing through your body, and this is measurable. This whole thing right there can be mapped out and measured, so it doesn't matter if it's a spiritual conversation or an energy conversation, it's all the same thing. So you just bring your attention all the way up there, and I can say this to you, that it has to do with your soul's purpose, why you came here, what it is that you're here to work out. And what we know already about that is that you're here to acknowledge and accept the bigness of your being, just the power of this ancient being that you are, and to like get on board with that and collaborate with it so that it can live the life that it came here to live, you know, and not be hidden in the background so much. So just focus up there in that aspect up above the head, and I'm going to walk you through another one of these like patterns that we were doing right at first here. So in as part of that, there is a system there is a cycle in life, and in the soul's experience there are cycles. So sometimes we're in creative phases, and sometimes we're in these sustaining phases, and sometimes we're in these deconstructing phases in life. And right now, this pattern is guiding you to be embracing of the deconstructing of things that don't serve you anymore, to just let it fall away so that something new can be birthed. And in that cycling, there is always the birth of something new, the sustaining of it for it to serve its purpose, and then it deconstructing itself, letting go. And then something new is born. It's kind of like I use this analogy in the coursework of a new tree birthing, and then it grows up big and strong, and then as it has completed its life cycle, it falls to the earth, it deconstructs, and as it deconstructs and decomposes, it creates the fertile soil for a new tree to, you know, burrs right up through it. So it's that kind of a cycle that I want you to just focus on right now. And the idea that you would be in a deconstructing phase, letting go of that which is no longer serving you. And completely without fear. I'm an eternal being. You know, the greatest fear is the fear that I'm going to die, or that something's going to be taken away that I can't survive without. And all of that is an illusion. I want you to just acknowledge the eternal being that you are, and know that when it's time for something to deconstruct, that's perfect, and it's something new. I'll birth something new right after that, and return to the cycle again. And as it relates to dealing with other people, this is imperatively important for you, that to remember, I am an eternal being. I'm moving through a deconstructive phase right now. I'm letting go of some things. I'm watching them let go. And I'm knowing that they may just be letting go enough to rearrange. They might not be going away. It doesn't matter. What's going to happen is the highest good will always be done. And as it relates to other people, I'm going to allow this to maintain a truth and a clarity in my conscious, in the forefront of my mind, so that I don't come off course if I were to get afraid. So I'm breathing right through that, and I'm going to allow this to be slow and to be timely, and I don't have to rush this. I don't have to draw conclusions. It's one of the biggest things people do is draw conclusions because the mind wants to make a new plan. So I'm just going to suspend all conclusion drawing, and I'm just going to be present with this right here, take my time. So when I say all of that, notice if there's an area in the body that activates in you. It might be
already
in okay, so squeeze that area. Let it know that contact is made between that and the mind, and get them talking to each other. Get the mind and this area of the body to connect. And you take some breaths, kind of connecting them for just a moment. Yeah, and then close your eyes, roll them up, and try to keep your focus right on connecting the mind and the breath and that area of the body. And keep that mula bandha engaged. Take a breath and hold it in. manhole here. And this one. Good deal. Excellent. So I want you to think about, I'm guessing that this is the area that feels of chief complaint today, or is this more so?
This framed me the last
few Okay,
minutes.
Let's just go there then. Just think about that first. So one of the things that happened, we did some major rearranging yesterday, and then you got this huge energy rush right while we were in here. Mm-hmm. And then you had these symptoms after you left yesterday and this morning, etc. And I want you to just know that this is rewiring circuitry. It's reframing how the energy is flowing through your system, and that's what we wanted. And it will acclimate. Your body is completely built to adapt to these things. It's just we did a lot, and it allows us to make some progress, you know. And so this thing that feels like a problem, it's part of the solution, you know? So
right.
Just really keep it in that. From the pattern that your body is showing today, I'm 100% confident that that's exactly what's going on. And so focus on that area, just without any story of whatever, but just focus on the area of the body. Just bring all of your attention there. And to focus on satisfied. Me satisfied is safe. Somewhere along the way, you may have had an experience of being satisfied, and you got the rug pulled out from under you. And so your system feels that being satisfied is not really safe. So the moment you start to feel satisfied, your system will even subconsciously sabotage the situation, so that you don't stay satisfied for long, because the subconscious has it written up that it's not a safe space to be in. It's not true. So we're melting that. We're just dissolving that illusion. Satisfied gets to be safe for me personally. Gets to be good. Excellent, and raise this. Excellent, here and here. I see this one with your eyes opposite. Open. There you go, and this one, and this one. Good deal. Okay.
So how are you going to heal that hemorrhoid?
Okay, we're on it, sister. We're on it. Okay, so think about the eye. Now think about your low back. Okay, and so then think about this new inflammation at the base of the spine, at the tip of the spine. This is all just energy trying to break through, break out, be free. And then as it happens, you know, we're like freaking out, but it's a good thing, right? So focus on that. Focus on reliable. Eyes open, roll them upward. Focus on number four, breath in, reliable. And breathe up and down through the central channel. When you do take a breath, breathe from above your head into your belly and then exhale below your feet, all the way down through the tip of the spine, down through your legs, and open the bottom of your feet like you're exhaling right through them. When we center our consciousness in the core of the body in this way, everything changes. And then your next inhale comes from below your feet, up into the belly, and then you exhale out the top of the head. You're just getting the energy moving again. while we're holding this circuitry. Excellent. Okay. So, okay, now this is chakra 10 that's showing up in priority. So it's down here. It's about 2 feet below the bottom of your feet, down here. And it has to do with you actually embodying what you dream of. You actually having it, becoming it. It's like legacy consciousness. So I want to become this person who blah, blah, blah. Once I've become that, that energy rushes down through the system and anchors all the way down here in this chakra below the bottom of the feet. Okay, so chakra 10, just focus there for a moment. It represents what I've already landed in. I've already mastered this. I've already allowed this to be so, to be true. And it's going to walk us right through this little system. I want you to think about how you feel when you're being creative, a new project, you're engaging something, like anything. You're so creative and such an artist. Just, I'm sure you can tap into any number of things that would represent you being creative. And know that this time I'm going to create from a place that is in touch with the highest truth. I'm not going to buy into the misinterpretation, the misperceptions that happen in dealing with other people and places and circumstances. I'm going to just stay true to what I know to be true. And breathe in that solar plexus area. Now, what's showing here is breath work, and then I'm just asking which area that would be most effective for you to be utilizing when you're wanting to stay in your creative space and not buy into the misinterpretations of your own mind or of other people's minds. This solar plexus breathing is going to be super helpful for you to do that. And know that everything is in this sacred harmony, that everything that's happening in my life and me creating the life that I choose is happening right on time in a sacred harmony kind of way. So when I say all of that, is there an area of the body that's becoming focused, becoming more accentuated in your attention or your focus? And if so, squeeze that area of the body. And sometimes it's helpful to place one of your hands there too and just allow that to really come into focus. So you're breathing in the solar plexus and you're focusing right there in that area that has your attention. And with your eyes open, roll them upward. And take a breath in, hold that in. Yeah, so in order for you to stay in your creative power, that pattern is very helpful for you. Just breathing.
Solar plexus one. Yeah. I always do this one.
Yeah, and you're clearing up some stuff. What this one's going to do is add power to all of that, and it's in that body awake.
Do you know when I start doing it? I don't know if you notice my body twitches a little.
Yeah, it's activating all kinds of energy circuitry that's just been sitting there like waiting for instructions. So it'll start doing that. And you're going to start to feel more alive throughout the whole body. Those twitches are happening because we're activating energy it's like the card that's never been played. So we're getting in the game for the first time, really, in certain ways. So it's a fantastic thing to see. Your system responds so fast to what we're doing. I have no doubt that we'll be able to clear right through this. It's just we've never been able to pick up the momentum to break through like we're able to now with these sessions in close proximity like this. Okay, so 7 circles, squares. Get that list. Okay, 1 through 10, 1, 2, 3.
three.
Number three on your list there.
I think my glasses fell on the floor.
Oh, I picked them up. Here they are.
Do you like my new glasses?
Those are great.
Kind of look smart.
You do look smart. And sincerity. So first of all, I want to forgive any interference regarding sincerity, anything that has been disappointing in the past regarding sincerity, known and unknown, conscious and subconscious, eyes closed, roll them up, and focus on sincerity. I forgive any interference regarding sincerity. I allow sincerity to be safe. So feel the feeling of sincerity and just flood it with love and celebration, sincerity.
Really got some on my back.
And hold this and this one. Excellent.
That was a high up on the back.
Good. Yes, I actually am looking for that to start shifting like that. So that's fantastic. Excellent. So let's have you walk around again. And when you come back, we're going to lay you face down.
Oh, we've never done that.
I know.
I still have to get used to my glasses.
So while you were walking, you just started to feel that sensation up in the right side of the brain again. Excellent. I'm happy about that. I'm probably a little happier about it than you are in this moment, but that's okay. I'll hold the space for that. Okay, so we got your face down. I'm just flexing your legs back and forth here just to see what's unfolding, unwinding. This allows us to access another part of the nervous system, a different part of the whole body than when you're face up. So it allows us to get right into this area that's been bothering you. Is it tender right here?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's what I'm after. Now there's going to be a spot right in this area as well.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so just take a breath in there and hold it in as long as you can. Let it out when you have to. Is this letting up here?
Mm-hmm.
And is it tender here?
Mm-hmm.
Right there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And take a breath in again. So I'm holding these points until I feel a pulse, and I know that as the pulse begins to become synchronized in the two points that I'm holding, that the communication in the body is happening more efficiently between these two areas. And that is the reason for the prolonged back pain, and is also the reason for these shifting pain patterns that you're feeling just since we started your treatments yesterday. All of it has to do with energy flowing in the body or having not been flowing through the body. And as we get it flowing through the body, it begins to wake up and stir in different ways, different tissues. So that's what you're experiencing today. It's actually a very good sign, very good news. So I'm leaving tomorrow for the retreat in Florida. And if you have any concerns, I want you to contact Dr. Napke tomorrow, and I'll brief her on everything so that you know that there's somebody here to further the process if you should need. But I think that after you sleep tonight, you're going to feel some real shifts in a very positive direction. So I'm not worried about it. I just want you to keep that in mind and don't land yourself in the ER again, okay? You don't need to do that. We got this, okay? We got this. We got this. Plus, we're more friendly than they are in those cold hospitals. Okay, so this pulse is really good here. This one is, I'm just waiting a few more moments. Excellent. It's coming in nice and strong. So that pulse is supposed to be the same, synchronized all over the body, and the fact that it's gotten segmented and is pulsating in different rates or rhythms or degrees of intensity in different places is just evidence of these blockages and how the communication isn't flowing through the body the way that we want it to. So this gets that ball rolling. Is this better here?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay, now, can you tell me, is it more tender here? Or here?
That one.
This one. And is it tender there?
Yeah,
how about here?
It's going to be worse higher.
All the way up?
Mm-hmm.
Still?
Yeah.
Still?
Mm-hmm.
All the way up through here?
Yeah.
All this even?
Yeah, all
up in
that.
Up in here?
Oh, yeah.
Still? Here?
Mm-hmm.
Here?
Not so much up there. Oh, yeah, that was so
right
much.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to grab that one for just a moment. And take a breath in and out real slowly. Is this letting up here?
Mm-hmm.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now, how about over in here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got your attention there. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
right
mm-hmm.
in here? Okay. So let's just do that again. Same thing. So the body kind of mirrors itself top to bottom and left to right and front to back. And these two points are both playing a significant role in why the energy's been blocked in this area in between. So we're kind of creating a little miniature version of that whole central channel energy flow so that we can get that energy more concentrated right through the area that's been so problematic for a while for you. And so as you're breathing, if you can breathe up and down the central channel, it's even more helpful. That slow, conscious breath coming up and down the central channel makes this whole thing happen even faster, getting this energy moving. Is any better here?
Mm-hmm.
And this one?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That all feels good in there. Awesome. Okay, let's have you turn back over.
Let's see if that would. Will you hand me my big phone?
Yeah.
Just because it was Amy in the parking lot. Maybe not. Or James coming to get me. Oh, I can see better now.
There, right. I told you there's hope.
Yeah, it's not clear yet. But we're good? Someone did call me. Oh my gosh, okay. And you know I didn't get to eat today? I know that's. I'm hungry. All right, it must be my phone. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm not going to worry
all
about
right.
it.
Well, we're. It's. This clock says that we're about 6 minutes until she's supposed to be here anyway, so we're good. We are good. All right, so just take a deep breath in. Just relax. Just come right back into all this so that we can get a clear reading. Squares. Circles. Okay. This is my favorite little thing right here about to happen. Sweet. Got this. Nine, chakra nine, all the way back up there to soul purpose, boom, boom, about 4 feet up above your head. So it's just kind of guiding your whole lifetime. It's guiding all that. So the more we can tap into that energy, in fact, if you just walk around and think about that area and breathe from that through the central channel down into chakra 10 below you, up and down like that, just all the time, just be preoccupied with that, you know, when you're driving down the road or when you're walking, you know, anywhere, just kind of be aware of that. And the more awareness we place on it, the more it begins to quicken and thicken, and it starts to really pick up a reality in our lives that's tangible and measurable and noticeable. So let's think here. We're going to build some new circuitry for allowing all of that to be this guiding force in your life. And think again of your creative energy, what it feels like when you're being creative, what it feels like on the inside of your body when you're being creative. This is representing a creative phase. It's time for you to create something for yourself. And all of the forces of nature are on your side right now for you to lean into that. And the tendency for there to be fear when you're creating is present, and you're going to just embrace that tendency. You're going to embrace the whole idea, because when you embrace something with your loving presence, it kind of dissolves and it doesn't have power over you. The only way it has power over you is if you run from it. But if you turn around and embrace it with love, it dissolves in your presence. So just imagine embracing the fear, the greatest fear of all, the fear of death and anything else that would come along with it. And once again, what's showing up here is really significant for you, is for you to pay attention to what's going on inside your body, your inner world, your inner sanctum, and to really honor that and really give it a voice and find ways to pay attention to it and to act upon it, and instead of just kind of shoving it in the background and ignoring it, which we have all done so much in our survival tendencies. And know that, again, there's a sacred harmony playing out in my life, that this whole thing is unfolding, this life experience is unfolding exactly the way it's supposed to, and I am perfectly on time with all of it. So I'm creative, and I'm embracing my fears, all the way up to the biggest fear of all, that if I don't do this or that doesn't happen, I could lose this or lose that, or I would die, is really this subconscious fear. It doesn't seem like we walk around with the fear of death all day long, but it's back there as the original lie that we bit into. And so we have all this lack consciousness. So just lay it down. I'm an eternal being. I get this. And I'm paying attention on the inside. That's how I get in touch with my own eternalness, my divine power. And when I say all that, just notice if there's an area in the body that's more active, even maybe on a more subtle level. Maybe not a pain pattern, but if you ask, where's that pain coming from? What chakra, what area of the body might also want my attention? And just squeeze that, any area that comes into focus, just give it a squeeze inside there, just somehow quicken the tissues so that the mind and the body and the breath can all come together here with your focus. Focus in on that area really big with everything you got. And with your eyes closed, roll them upward and take a breath in and hold it in.
I didn't open my eyes.
Okay, and there. Good. And this one. Excellent. Perfect. Focus on something that you find yourself thinking about a lot. Just keeps popping into your mind. Got it? Focus on that. Focus on accepting. Kind of like, I'll know when I get there. Kind of like, things are going to go the way things are going to go. And all I have to do is show up and speak my truth and let go, and know that in my deep sincerity, this divine loving presence called life and God and Source is going to allow it to all unfold exactly how it's supposed to. I don't have to try to control it. So I rest in the assuredness of accepting this greater power in my life. All I have to do is show up and pay attention to what has heart and meaning to me and speak into it, act into it, take action toward it, and let go of the outcome. Because whatever happens, if I'm living those first three steps, whatever the outcome is what's meant to be for me at this time. I accept the friendship that nature is offering me. I accept the collaboration. I do not isolate myself. I accept what nature, which speaks the language of the way things go, I accept that as a friendship. And raise here. And hold here. And here. Excellent. Okay. Just roll that back and forth a little bit. Just roll your feet back and forth there, just like that. I wanted to put some motion into that whole area. Excellent. Actually, if it's possible for you to come in and see Dr. Napke once while I'm gone, it would be great. Your system would respond very well. Tomorrow or even the next day is a little better. But
tomorrow, because I'm going to late tonight.
Okay, perfect. That works. That works, my dear. All right. So, that may...
And then I see you October 28th, which I think is...